Gemara says, Hakesad Shalosh Shehen Teisha. Shear Tkia Ketrua, going on, so it's all one brisa. The shear of a Tkia is Ketrua. Shear Trua Kishalosh Kishlosh Shvarim. And the shear of a Trua is like three Shvarim. This is according to the opinion that Trua is what we call Shvarim. So Gemara says, Hai Tanami Kora Maisila Behekesha. Before we said there's a Hekesh of all the Truas of Chodesh HaShvi should be equal. And now we're saying, V'hashta ma'isi lo b'gzirah shove, hachi komar, ilav gzirah shove, havei ma'isina lo b'hekesha. If it wouldn't be for gzirah shove, which you have, halacha l'mosh mi'sinai, we'd learn it for ourselves from a hekesh. Rashi, v'tana mi'kor aisi b'hekesha, l'umol zem mi'zeh, menayin sh'b'shofer u'pshuto l'fonei al'achareha, gomar rosh hashana mi'ovel b'hekesha. De'in talmud lomber b'chodesh ha'shvi, elo l'hakish kol truo shal chodesh ha'shvi yishu shovels. That all the kiyos of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel should be equal. Ulesov gomer b'gzereshav, elitein ha'omer shel zeh b'zeh. Honami teisi b'hekesha, learn that from the hekesh too. Yiki dechasvinan, shivstayim b'Rosh Hashanah v'achas b'Yovel, ein trua shel chodesh ha'shvi shavos. Right? If we say that there's two by Rosh Hashanah and one by Yovel, then the hekesh is not true. All the kiyos of this of chodesh ha'shvi are not equal. Hachi kamar, ilav gzereshava, ilo nemra gzereshava, zula moshe misinai, viladuna, haisi mevi hakol bekeisha, kolomar miyatsmo. So here Rashi says that a hekesh you can learn from yourself. And Rashi in Sukkah, we learned, said not like that. That all the midos you can't learn from yourself by yourself except for kalvachomer. Tosfos Taka says that all the midos you could learn by yourself except for gzereshava. So Rabbi Kivegar Taka says it's a kasha on Tzorich Ian on Rashi here and Rashi there. So in any case, from this Rashi, it seems to answer the question. The Gzereshova and the Hekesh are not just that the halachas are the same, but all the tkiyas that you do, the Chodesh HaShvi, have to be equal. So if you have two here and one here, they're not equal. So the Gzereshova came to tell me that all the tkiyas that you have in the seventh month are equal, just like the Hekesh tells me that. The Mela, you have to put each one together with the other one so they come out equal. Okay. V'hai tana ma'isla b'gzereshava mi'midbar. Another b'raisa learns the, what's it called, the fact that you need three, times three, is g'zereshava from the midbar. The Tanya, utkatem trua tkiya b'fnei atzma, or tru b'fnei atzma. It says by chatzotros, that you blow a trua, tkiya by itself, and trua by itself. Ata omer tkiya b'fnei atzma, tru b'fnei atzma. How do you know tkiya and trua are separate, different? And that's how Taka Rashi learns. Tosus says that it could be, not Tosus, but the Achronim here say that maybe the Havamin of the Gemara was that there should be one thing. We learn in Sukkah, the Shaila, whether tkiya and trua are two kolos or one kol. So the Gemara's Havamina was it's all one call. You don't not matzik at all between them. You go right into the one to the other. They're all one continuation of a call. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns the Havamina was that tukatem trua means you should blow a trua. Tukatem is not a different call. It means blow a trua. O enu ela tkiyo trua achasi. Tkiya means blow a trua. Shuomer v'hakilas akol tisku velo soriyu. Since it says when you gather together the kahal, you blow a tkiya and not a trua, mashma, that tkiya is a separate call by itself. The omer, tkiya b'fnei atzma, utrua b'fnei atzma. U'menayin shepshuto lefaneh, how do you know every trua has a tkiya before it? Talmud lomer uskatem trua. It says tkiya, then trua. U'menayin shepshuto lachareh, talmud lomer trua yisku. It says a tkiya after the trua. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'yochan b'bruka, omer eno tzorech. You don't need this, the to tell me that you have a tkiya before and a tkiya after. Harihu omer uskatem trua shenis. Says you should blow a second tkiya, the second trua. Shein tamad lomer shenis. I know it's the second one, because I already said what the first one was. Uma tamad lomer shenis. Zeh b'nei av shekol mokom shenemer trua te tkiya shniyala. Wherever there's a trua, you have a tkiya after it also. Ein liyala b'midbar. That's by the chatzol tros of the midbar. B'Rosh Hashanah menayin. How do you know that this halachas that apply to Rosh Hashanah too. Talmud Lomer, trua, trua, the Gzereshava. The Gzereshava, trua, from the midbar to trua of Rosh Hashanah, and there what's it called, Ushalosh truas nemer b'Rosh Hashanah, and there's three truas that were said by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbosom Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, and Vavarta Shofar Trua, which is by Yovel. But we already had a Xerishava between, or a Hekesh between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Ushtei Tkios L'cholachas V'achas, and two Tkios for each Trua. Matzino L'meidim Sholosh Truos V'sheish Tkios. So you need the minimum of three Truos and six Tkios. Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim Midivrei Torah V'achas Midivrei Sofrit. Two of them are from the Torah, and one is the Rabbanah. The fact that you need three is only two of them are min haTorah. Why? We'll see in one second why. Shabbos on Zichron Trua v'Avarta Shofar Trua midivrei Torah. Those two psukim come to tell me that you have to have three, Tkia Trua Tkia, twice. Yom Trua Yelochem l'tamud Uba. But Yom Trua we need for other halachas. It doesn't come to tell me another set of Tkias. It comes to tell me other halachas. We'll see what they are. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yonason, Achas midivrei Torah, Shnai midivrei Sofrim. Only one of them is from the Torah. Two of them are the Rabbanan. V'havar to Shofar Trua midivrei Torah. The pasuk by Yovel, which applies both to Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, is min haTorah. Shabbos on Zichron Trua, V'yom Trua Yalachem l'tamu d'huba. But the other two psukim you need for other limudim, and it's only mid the Rabbanan that we learn it to add another set of tkiyas. Maila Talmud, Ahuba, why do you need the psukim other than to tell me how many kolos you blow? Mi boy of the yom below belayla. Yom trua we need to tell me that you blow shofar in the daytime and not at night. So therefore I need that pasuk, and you can't use that to tell me that you need more tkiyas. The Idach, and the one who holds it, know that they're all min haTorah. Right, so what do you do with that pasuk? B'yom v'lo b'layla minale, nafkelem b'yom ha-kippurim. We learn it from b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar. And like we have a gzeri shofar, a hekesh between Yom Kippur, which is Yovel, to Rosh Hashanah. So we know that Rosh Hashanah also has to be b'yom. Mara says, no, e b'yom ha-kippurim yolef nigmar nomi minei l'pshuta l'faneh p'shuta l'achareha. Right, v'avarta taviru. Oh, one second. So why, if we're learning this, if this Tana is learning from Yom Kippur, right, that it has to be dafka in the daytime, why does he learn from there also that you need a tkiya before the true and after from Yom Kippur? Why does he have to learn it from the midbar? Mar says v'avarta taviru lo mashmalu. He doesn't learn v'avarta means a tkiya, or taviru means a tkiya. So he can't learn it from Yom Kippur. But by the midbar, by chatzotos, it says tisku, and then tkiya afterwards. So there it says the feirish tkiya. So I know a tkiya before and a tkiya after. Elamai darshi bahu. So what does he learn from the pasuk va'avarta shofar trua? Right, he doesn't learn that you need a tkiya before the trua. So what does he do with that word va'avarta? Kidur Rav Masna, the Omer Rav Masna va'avarta derech havaroso. Right, you have to blow it the normal way, that the small end has to remain the small end, and the big end, if you switch them around, you melted it down, and you made the big end the small end, and vice versa, you're not yotze. Taviru, de kom rachmona, navri biyad. Right, taviru means that you have to hold it in your hand when you blow the shofar, you can't put it down on something and blow it from there. The ida. That's what Tosa says. Rashi will see it's different. We'll get to the Rashi in a second. The Idach, the Rav Masna, Midishani, Bidibure, Taviru, Biyad. One second. The Idach, the Rav Masna, Midishani, Bidibure, Taviru, Biyad, Lomotis Omras. The Gomri, Avora, Mimosa. And the Rav Masna says no. The fact that, what's it called, that it says Taviru, you can't learn that you have a mina was that you'd have to do it by in your hand, right? Because we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksiv Hochav Avarta Shofar Trua, Ksiv Hosom Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, Malahalam B'kol Avkan B'kol. What Rashi learns is that I might think that you just don't have to pass the shofar around, not blow it, on Yovel. That is what makes the Avodim go out, when you pass the shofar around. So Moshe says you can't have a havamin like that, because here it says, Taviru, and it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaviru kol b'machane. Just like there, it was through a call. Over here, it's through a call, not just through passing around the shofar. Let's see Rashi. The high tana maisel mi midbar. Shetehei pshuta lefanel, pshuta lacharel. Right, this braisa learns from the midbar that you need tkiya before a true and afterwards, not from Yom Kippur. Tkiya b'pnei atzma, delotema chavahi, v'hachi kamar, how you tokim trua, they blew a trua. And again, other mefarshim learned that the havamina was that the tkiya and the trua should be one call, without a hefsik between. And the answer is no, they're two separate kolos, you have to be mafsik between them. Elohachi kamar, utkatim tkiya v'achareha hariyu trua. Now, the pshat is not katim trua, blow a trua. It means blow a tkiya and then a trua. O eino ela achasi, v'hochi kamer heyu tokim trua. Kshisha omer tisku v'lo soriu, michlal divimasos tiskuru v'toriu kamer. Right, since it says it's possible to blow a tkiya without a trua, so then when it says tisku, it means blow a tkiya. It doesn't mean blow a trua. U'trua lo correlate tkiya. So when it said tkiya, uskatim trua, it means blow a tkiya and a trua. Talmud lomer uskatim v'hodr trua. Shein talmud lomer shenis kvar omer uskatim trua v'nosa machna ploni. Ki hodr omer uskatim trua v'nosa machna ploni pshita the shenisi. Torah didn't have to use the word shenis because it's obvious that if you do the first one, the second one is the second one. So it comes to tell me this drash that whenever you blow a trua, you need a tkiya after it. Utkatim tkiya shenis litrua. Blow a tkiya secondary to the trua. Hachi garsina v'sholas truas nemru b'rosh hashanah shabosom zichron trua v'avarta shofar trua yom trua yelochem u'shtei kiyos l'cholachas v'achas, and each one needs a tkiya before and afterwards. Masinu lemedim l'Rosh Hashanah sholosh truos v'sheish tkiyos. Shtayim midivrei Torah v'achas midivrei sofer. Two of them are from the Torah, and one is the Rabbanim. V'avarta shofar trua shabosan zichron trua midivrei Torah. Those come to tell me how many truas you have to blow. Yom trua yelachem atamud oba. But yom trua isn't to tell me how many truas, it's to tell me a different halacha. Right? Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, Achas midivrei Torah, Shtayim midivrei Sofrim. Only one of them comes to tell me the number. And the other two are midrabanan, that you have to have an extra two truos and four more tkiyas. That's only midrabanan. And you learn different halachas in those psukim. V'avar to shofar truah midivrei Torah. Shabosan zichron truah v'yom truah yalachem v'talmudah hubah. My Talmudah Huba. So now the Gemara asks, what is the Talmudah? What do you need those other psukim for, if not to tell you the amount of truas? Shtai midivrei Torah, trei kroi dorish l'minyana. Two of them are extra, and you learn from them the amount of truas you have to blow. Kidiktani va'ozil, ba'avar t'shofar truah, shabosan zichron truah midivrei Torah. Kolomer mikan nilbot shtayim. These were said extra to tell me how many truas you have to blow. Yom Tru Yalachem Lol Midrash Yilaminyana. However, Yom Tru is not extra. You need it to tell me the basic halachas of blowing shofar. So you can't count that as to tell me how many extra truas there are. Shari Talmudah Huba, Mufna L'Gzeri Shavah, Shadorish Trua Trua L'Gzeri Shavah. You need this pasuk to tell me the Gzeri Shavah, to make Yovel and Nidbar and Rosh Hashanah equal. Trua, trua. Ela sofri mamrua k'dei lahashas malchil sichronos ha-shofar slikyo seyem. Really, there's only two truas that are min ha-Torah. But in order to make malchil sichronos ha-shofros equal, the Rabbanan added an extra one. And according to this, the pshat would be that since malchil sichronos ha-shofros is only the Rabbanan, according to those that learn that it's totally the Rabbanan, once the Rabbanan were nesak and malchil sichronos ha-shofros, they added another trua to make them equal. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, Maila Talmudah Huba, Bishlom Echad L'Gzeri Shoveh, Idich L'Mai. But according to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, the two of them you need L'Talmudah. So I need the first one, L'Gzeri Shoveh. What's the second one for? L'Mash Malei L'Medrash Minei Pshuto L'Faneho. So he says that we needed to tell me that V'Havarta, that you need a Tzkiyah before the Truah. Derech Havaroso, Lemu'utei Hofcha V'Tokabo. Derech Havaroso means that you have to blow it the normal way, not backwards. Can't change the shofar and make the big end small and the small end big. Navri Biyad, Vilav the hoder kasve lo having mishtama taviru loshen tkiya. Right? He says that you need this pasuk to tell me you have to blow the shofar. Because if we just say v'havarta, I would think you should pass the shofar around. That's what Tosa says. Okay, so we did, that's finished. Okay, so that's the, what's it called? That's the Havamina. And that you'd have to pass the shofar around. Tosa says the Havamina was that you should be able to blow the shofar without holding it in your hand. You blow it, put it on a table and blow it from there. No, you have to actually hold it in your hand.